Not all podcasters are created equal. This is the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Being green is about more than saving on your electric bill or doing your part to protect natural resources. It is about getting a safe and healthier life for you and your family without sacrificing style, quality, or budget. This is a movement to provide all of us with clean air to breathe and water to drink, safe, healthy food to eat and places to live, and energy to run the places where we live, learn, play, and work. Your go-to information source for a healthier home and world, hosted by Marla Esser-Close, your green home coach. This is the Green Gab Podcast.
This is Marla, the Green Home Coach, and you're on the Green Gab Podcast. And today I am so excited to have Tyson Taussig. That's a mouthful, Tyson.
Well, you keep nailing it. So glad to be in here, Marla. Thanks for having me.
And we are going to talk about something that is so near and dear to my heart, and that is lighting. Yep. And you are a master at lighting.
I wouldn't call myself a master yet, but I am absolutely loving it.
Well, you're a master in my mind.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about you and where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, LED lighting, this is not the only thing I've done. I've got this whole background in energy efficiency, and we know each other from the Oklahoma Renewable Energy Council. I got a lot of things going. This LED lighting thing has really taken off, though, especially in the past few years. It's just a total no-brainer. Everybody's switching to LED. You know, people are throwing away their CFLs and incandescents because LED is just so much more energy efficient. It looks better. It's better on the environment and everything else. So,
oh, and you've got
business
so many options.
Is really good. Oh yeah.
When I first started replacing light bulbs 10 years ago and experimenting with LEDs, there was hardly anything, but now I can even get like candelabra bulbs and specialty
any
bulbs
shape,
and fan
size.
Lights.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then okay, so what's your favorite thing? And we need to go back to some things about other things, but I want to kick this off. What is your favorite thing about LED lighting?
Oh my gosh, that's tough. I would say energy savings. I do love when my customers talk about saving money. Or I do residential plus commercial lighting. And oh my, we did a school district recently and hearing the feedback from them on how much money they saved. And you know, it was awesome. But I have to say, I think my favorite part is doing the before and after photos.
Mm.
Oh.
So how it looks.
Yes, I love it. I think I'm so used now to all my customers being extremely happy. We go do these before and after photos, and they just really pop. LED lighting makes such a big difference.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's funny because I wasn't expecting you to say that when you started talking about cost savings. And I am so with you there. I love the way I can get different effects with lighting now. I can play with the colors. So we're going to do a deeper dive into this,
okay,
so you really understand
this.
So number one, in case you don't know what LED lighting stands for.
Light emitting diodes.
and so you know the little blinky lights like on your computer and on your car that are, we're used to seeing like the little red glowy lights like on our electronics and stuff. And those were the original LEDs that we saw on stuff. And then they branched into being used for lighting.
Yeah,
general
exactly.
Lighting.
There was even breakthroughs like it was in the 90s. There's somebody even won a prize for it. Darn, I wish I could remember the name of that prize. But
maybe the Edison.
The Nobel Prize.
Oh, the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that's right. They won the Nobel Prize
for
developing this visible light that can be emitted in these small little packages. So basically that's one of the coolest things about LED is that they're so much smaller. They put off so much less heat. And, I mean, it's a revolutionary design. And it's coming to fruition now basically because the continued development, the upscale manufacturing, and then, like, the costs keep coming down. So
it's come down.
That's right. And so just
so
like you
fast.
Were saying, they now almost every single bulb imaginable, you can get it in LED. So it used to be just some screw-ins and maybe some of this and that. Well, now that any single shape of bulb, size of bulb, you can get it in LED. And people walk in our store all the time. We got a storefront in Tulsa or on 46th Street. And people just come in. Even, grandmas and grandpas come in and just bring in an old bulb. And, hey, you ready to switch to LED? And I think it's awesome also that the reputation of LED has really grown from, where that used to be, where people say, oh, it's too bright. It's that blue color. Right. And, you know, now with the wide variety and people are becoming more accepting of it, I think that's one thing that I'm having to fight less and less. It's just, hey, LED works. Everybody knows it's sort of, hey, it saves money. It's going to look good. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah. And there's, like, with my mom in her home, the thing that she's loved, we've started switching out lights to LEDs. And the biggest thing she loves is that she has no more need to change light bulbs. And that's awesome.
Yes. And I love that.
Yeah. My mom's in the enjoying life state of life, and she doesn't need to worry about getting on a ladder or a chair and changing light bulbs. That's ridiculous. And, you know, so this is a great gift of a no-hassle, better light solution. Matter of fact, we found her these really cool lights that when they dim, they get warmer colored, so they feel all cozy. And then when they get bright, they get, you know, more white light, more like outdoor sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses this room in the daytime as an office and at nighttime as a TV room. So it works perfect to create the right ambiance for this room. And it's all on a dimmer. Now, if you do want LEDs that are dimmable, you need to look for – they need to say dimmable, right?
That's right. And that technology you're talking about is called warm dimming.
It's so cool.
Oh, I love it too.
Oops. <Yeah. laughs> Tongue in cheek.
That's great. And on the maintenance thing, you said something that just may remember on some of these bigger projects we do. We have changed maintenance people's lives in office buildings and stuff where they just have to – they spend all their time running after changing light bulbs. And we do a project where we convert them to LED, and it's like, oh, we can move on to everything else in the building. So, and same thing at home. Just like you're saying.
So think – I'm a big person that I just don't like a lot of waste. I don't like wasting time. I don't like wasting energy. I don't like wasting physical stuff. Mm. So I get all worked up about all the packaging and stuff. I mean, worked
Me
up
too.
As you can. But, I just really try to be conscientious about it. So if you figure an LED lasts for 10 years, and a lot of them are lasting 5 to 10 years, depending on use, how many incandescent light bulbs is that replacing? And how much less waste that is, because you're not throwing light bulbs in the trash every few months or a year or whatever.
Absolutely.
So it's like all these benefits that are just – you don't even think about them.
Yeah. I wish I could put a more exact number to it. You know, typically it's like 5 times the life. So
at least.
So, you know, like 5 to 1 on the, you know, landfill saving.
Yeah.
Plus, when you compare it to the fluorescents or compact fluorescents, you know, curlicues.
The curlicues.
Yeah. You're saving on mercury.
Right.
And so you can't just throw those in the trash.
Yeah, and now, please don't.
Yes, that's right. So a big saver there. And we see a lot of people wanting to be more environmentally conscious, businesses that are incorporating sustainability in their core values and not wanting to pollute the environment. That makes a difference. I know it's just, you know, each bulb, you know, it's a small amount, but over time it really adds up.
I
think LED's making an impact on that side.
It does add up.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a lot of people say, well, my incandescent still works, so I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to wait until it burns out to replace it. The first thing I say is, just throw it away right now. You're going to throw away the same amount of material, whether it works or doesn't work, and it's just costing you money every time you keep turning it on.
Now, if we were talking air conditioners, I'd say – Exactly. Go ahead and wait till maybe you have a major repair, or, you know, your system is at end of life, but it's just a light bulb. And there's actually some great calculations that you can do on the web, the cost of waiting. And I will tell
Let's link that in the resources, the cost of waiting. That's awesome.
The cost of waiting, it's pretty simple to calculate. And I will tell you that the answer is usually switch to LED right now.
I can't even think of a situation.
Unless you already have a very efficient light already, the answer is switch to LED right now.
Wow. So I want to backtrack a minute. So we're gonna deep dive into this whole idea of lighting and how you can use them in the next segment. So stay tuned. But I want to talk about how we got to know each other, because it's kind of a funny story. Do you remember it all?
I mean, I remember that.
It was through Dirk.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He introduced us.
So this is crazy. So when I first moved to Oklahoma City about 2 years ago, one of the very first groups I joined was called REI Women Business Center. And I just was looking for a place to meet other professional women and business women business owners. And I found this group because I'd done something similar in St. Louis. And I went and I became pretty good friends with a lady there who later invited me to be at a tabletop expo with her for a senior expo. And while we were there, we met Mick Cornett, who at the time was running for governor for the state of Oklahoma. And I then got on his newsletter list. As a result of that newsletter list, I found out about Dirk. Oh my gosh, his last name just saved.
Spears.
Thank you.
Dirk good Spears. Gracious. Yeah, Spears New Technologies, the battery.
Yeah,
manufacturer.
He does
in
electric
City.
Vehicle battery reconditioning, repurposing. Yeah. This really cool company. And Mick Cornett had done a ribbon cutting there. And I saw this in his newsletter. I'm like, oh, this looks like a really cool company. And Dirk said, oh, you have to meet Tyson Tosic.
Wow.
So that's how I got to know you.
Well, that's a really cool referral. I do remember that now. And
so
you contacted me
about?
Out of the blue. That's right. Well, it's awesome.
Don't
and
you
now
love
you're
it?
And then you show up to the Oklahoma Renewable Energy Council, the ORIC meetings. You're such a great addition. And
aww,
we even had
you
come and speak. It's been awesome. So I love getting to know you.
I'm so excited to do the conference this year. So if you are in the Oklahoma area, Oklahoma Renewable Energy Council and what's the other?
Yeah, the Association of Energy Engineers. Yeah, we put on this joint conference every year. That's right. This is the fifth annual one,
yeah.
And it's been growing I'm so excited about this year. Basically, it's a time we all get together and we have a big one-day conference. It's like
I can't wait to do it this year because I missed it last
great.
Year.
It's going to be
January 9th, 2019, right?
That's right. 1919.
So we'll link the conference to the notes too. So if you all are interested in coming to the conference, check it out. It'll be in Tulsa,
yeah.
Oklahoma.
And it's pretty cheap, and there's going to be a lot of awesome speakers there. So some national keynote speakers. We got stuff on wind, solar, energy efficiency, LED lighting.
Yep.
If I say so myself.
Yep.
And
I'll
more
have a table
too.
There.
So yeah. Good
come
food.
See us.
Yeah. Come see us.
Okay. Cool. Well, we're gonna take a quick break. So take a breather, and we'll be right back.
Editing podcasts can be rough. Everyone knows that you'll spend at least double the time you use creating the podcast when editing it. Then there's the control freak factor and the gotta get it right the first time factor. And well, it's time to shove all that out the door and make your podcast soar with the Editor Corps. The Editor Corps is a talented, experienced team of podcast editors that have edited tens of thousands of hours of podcast content, and they're ready for yours now. Check out EditorCorps.com because it's time to make your podcast soar. EditorCorps.com. That's EditorCorps.com.
It's the question that drives us.
What is the podcast matrix?
Get your entire podcast library hosted at the Podcast Matrix. What is the Podcast Matrix.com?
Well, you're back with Marlon Tyson talking LED lighting. Doesn't that sound funny? LED lighting. Oh my gosh, so much to talk about with lighting, right?
Are you ready for that deep dive?
Yeah, I'm totally ready for the deep dive. How about you?
Okay.
So, for beginners, I got to think that most of you guys listening and gals listening to this podcast have at least experimented with energy efficient lighting. So I'm guessing, if nothing else, you've played around with CFLs. Don't you think that's a safe bet?
Sure. Yeah. Well, here's a safe bet. I bet everybody's changed the light bulb.
Well, I think that's a great place to start.
And that's as easy as it is for switching to LED. Usually, it's just as easy as switching out a light bulb.
But what I have so many people tell me is, oh my gosh, there's so many choices LED lights. And when LEDs really first started coming out, one of the things a lot of the manufacturers did is they put the color temperature number on there instead of equating it with what we were used to.
Okay.
And so I think that confused a lot of people.
Yeah, you're talking about the Kelvin
K
temperatures.
Yep.
Yeah. So the Kelvin temperatures, yeah, it goes on a scale really from like 2000 to 8000. You equate it from 2000 being like firelight to 8000 being sunlight, direct sunlight.
Well, that's even brighter than sunlight.
It's like that real white color.
Yeah, a blue white.
Yes.
Yeah.
the Kelvin temperatures, man, what I tell people is, I mean, it ends up being a matter of preference at the end of the day. Different people like different things, but there is a little bit of logic towards what color temperature you want to use. You can almost call it on a design side. And my wife is a little bit of a designer, and, you know, so I like looking at this. If you have warm colors in your house, earth tones, reds, browns, skin color, wood tones, mm-hmm. you might want to go for a warmer color temperature or something towards the bottom of the scale. Maybe 3,000 is what you see, or 2,700 is what you see in a lot of people's homes.
And don't you think a lot of manufacturers now are also putting on their warm light?
That's right, yeah. Yeah,
so that helps. They finally got smarter.
Right, warm, cool, daylight. Yeah. You see those slang terms. Yeah. So warm light, that's what people love, you know. But if you're maybe in a different kind of setting and you see this in the more modern home, that you have more whites, grays, blues.
Yeah.
And that kind of color palette actually goes really well with cool light.
That's and sunlight so, feeling.
Right. It actually accentuates it, gives you a little more pop on some of your colors. You know, I see some of the younger people switching to cooler lighting, whereas, yep. you know, more the older people like the more warm lighting. Again, it ends up at the end of the day coming to preference. In my house, I have 3,000. So I'm pretty boring, you know, pretty standard.
Yeah.
But you see people, I'm seeing, like I said, more and more switching to 4,000 or 5,000 in their homes.
And I hear that Europeans and Asians and a lot of other parts of the country, or country, the world, you tend to gravitate more to the cooler lights, the more daylight simulating, and that this warmer light is kind of something Americans have adopted. I have no idea if that's true, but that was a rumor I heard. But I thought that was just an interesting rumor, even if it was a rumor. But here's the thing I've also done in my home. I'm middle-aged, folks. If y'all don't know that yet, I talk about my grown kids. So one of the things I need is more light to do certain things, like to read a cookbook or to read a book or to work. So I've started layering lights in my home. And I've actually had a couple of friends that work with design that have kind of helped me with this. So for task lighting, I will do a brighter light.
Yeah.
So like on my desk, I have a super bright whiter light. And yet my overhead lights may be a little bit warmer. And then I have some of my lamps that are warm. I will tell you one thing I've learned. Mm-hmm. If you go with something really warm in some lamps and really cool in other lamps, it looks weird.
Usually I don't recommend you mixing, but the way you're talking about it, it's almost like a layering.
Yeah.
And, you know, in these cool new architects, you know, putting out lighting designs today are having a field day.
Oh my gosh,
because
yes.
LED lighting, because it can be so compact, they're building it straight into the designs of these buildings and homes. You're seeing stuff with cove lighting, up lighting, back lighting, task lighting.
Have you seen the one that it's in a baseboard with a little groove behind it, and they put a string of LED lights in the groove, so it makes the baseboard glow?
All that is called indirect.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. All that's called indirect lighting, and I think most people actually prefer it because, yeah, you're not seeing any glare in your eyes. It accentuates the architectural features that you're seeing. I absolutely love it.
And it was a lot harder to do this with incandescent lights. Just the technology, and because an LED light is so small, we can distribute that lighting so much easier. And it's an electronic, basically, as opposed to a mechanical. Well, I don't know that a light bulb would be mechanical, but it's a different technology.
I definitely know what you mean.
Yeah, but it's so much more versatile.
And there's less heat and less fire risk with it. Yeah, it's still got electricity running through, don't get me wrong. But you can do a lot of this on low voltage.
Right.
Meaning, you know, there's no risk. You can put these things anywhere. I've seen it built into cabinets. We were talking about that really cool house that has the backlighting in the cabinets. I love that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, it's just more affordable and more practical, you know, now with this LED.
So I'll look for some pictures to try to link, because that would be really cool for you guys to see some of the pictures of some of the kinds of things that we're talking about. And I'm even starting to find a lot of add-on things. Like I saw this light cover. It's a switch plate for your plugs and for your lighting. And it has a tiny little LED built into the plate. And it runs off. It has a little prong, so it gets its electricity from the the light plug fixture, but it'll do like a little bitty downlight, like a night light, for like a safety path in a home. So it's a great retrofit tool. That's just an easy way if you're already in a home and you haven't designed in lighting, you can start adding things in from a safety perspective or from a design perspective.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it makes a huge difference in the environment. And I think that's, like I was saying earlier, I think it's undersold. And I love this part of my job that LED lighting can really change the environment.
That's
you can
awesome.
Really make things look better, be more productive in an office space. A parking lot lighting, making you feel more secure or safer out there where you can actually see. A home, making it a feel more intimate space. There's all kinds of things that you can do with lighting, and love it.
I lived by myself for quite a while, and so having outdoor lighting that made me feel safe when I was coming home by myself was a huge factor. So I had a light that was motion sensor based, so whenever I drove up, it turned on, and then it also had a dawn to dusk feature. And it was an LED light. And in my new home, we didn't have those kind of fixtures when my husband and I bought our home here in Oklahoma City. And so we wanted that same effect. And we found a light bulb that would do that. A light bulb. an LED light bulb. And it was like $8. It was nothing. And what was so stinking cool about it is it had dawn to dusk, motion detector, and it's LED rated for outdoors. And I put it in, and now I have all of that same safety features in my light bulb.
I love it.
It is so stinking cool. Talk about outdoor lighting. One of the first places a lot of people started using LED lighting was holiday lighting. And still is.
Oh, yes. And I will tell you that LED has made a huge difference in that business as well.
And we spend almost a lot of money on holiday lighting, don't
that's
we?
That's right. And I will tell you, it's a lot of energy as well. You know, a lot of money on energy costs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to decorate for the holidays these days, and we see these big casinos and office buildings and some of the, you know, bigger spots downtown, they want to put up all these Christmas lights. LED has actually made a significant dent in holiday energy savings.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. And there's still a niche market for incandescent. Some people think, oh, it has a better look to it. But, man, to me, to the naked eye, you really can't even tell the difference nowadays.
The first holiday lights I bought were that bluish white.
Yes.
And there does go on some specific trees indoors. But as every year I replace at least one strand of lights, kind of my so far recipe.
Awesome tradition.
Well, and then here's the other thing too, folks, is when you are getting rid of your old holiday lights, many cities offer holiday light recycling facilities. And so they'll actually take the old lights for you. I know that Walmart was involved with a lot of projects, at least back in St. Louis. I don't know who is this year. I'll need to look that up. But if you can, recycle your old lights. And that way they at least aren't ending up in the landfill.
I'm a big fan of recycling, and I didn't know you could recycle your old Christmas lights.
They strip off the coatings and separate the pieces and then recycle the metal. So I will look for some holiday light recycling resources, and we'll link those as well. But if you have not made the switch to LED holiday lights, oh my, get out there early. They are the first lights to sell out every single year that I've bought them.
That's right. Oh, they're so beautiful.
And that's why I have so many different kinds, because I can't find the same kind every year because I don't get there early enough. This is the time. Yeah.
Well, it's for sure a thing, you know, because, well, my wife, I was telling you how she's a designer. She works at this place. Well, they do tropical plants all year, but during the holidays, they decorate.
Oh, fun.
For Christmas. For these large homes, businesses. I was telling you about those casinos.
Yep.
Well, they're using nothing but LED lighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, totally. Well, they build it right onto the trees. They do these big 1,000-foot runs with garland and LED lighting. It's gorgeous. And, yes, it's probably too early for Christmas, as we're talking today.
It's November, though. We're recording this in November.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is.
So that's crazy. So hang on, folks. We're going to take a quick breather, and we'll be right back to keep on talking lighting for you and your home.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with Perpetual Advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
In her book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, author Marla Esser Close shares her expertise and empowers readers to make simple changes to their buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Whether living in a small apartment in the city or in a single-family home in the suburbs, Marla shows consumers how to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
Well, we are still gabbing about lighting that is so super cool. Ha ha, pun intended, with Tyson of Lighting Inc. And you are a treasure trove of information for lighting. I love it. I could do this all day long.
Thanks. Yeah, me too. I mean, well, it is what I do all day long.
Hey, go figure.
Yeah.
So, so before the break, we were talking about how holiday lighting and outdoor lighting has really impacted so many businesses. I got to guess that I know that Las Vegas has become one of the more energy efficient cities in the United States. And I'm sure it's because they kind of had to, because they're out in the middle of the desert and they have lights everywhere. But I've read a couple of articles that they've gone like completely LEDs.
Yeah.
Which would make
sense. Well, you see this in growing cities and growing areas. We live in one here. Oklahoma's growing for sure. And you know, Las Vegas as well. And what you see is that these utilities, they have to make choices. They have to either build new power plants or find some other way to reduce the you know, amount of electricity being consumed.
Yep.
And they're finding it's actually cheaper to go ahead and pay people to switch out their lights than it is to build that new power plant in a few years. We're definitely seeing it here where the utility industry is driving this, especially on the commercial side. But you can get free LED lights from your utility company here. And I think that's pretty common nationwide.
In a lot of states.
That utility company wants to see that the energy you do use, you're using it efficiently as they're trying to incorporate renewables and so on. Hey, the first point of attack, the low-hanging fruit is energy efficiency. And the lowest hanging fruit of that is lighting. I mean, you see the quickest paybacks. That's a low upfront investment. I mean, it's really doable for the average homeowner.
And it's a significant part of most of our electric bills.
That's right. Yeah, it's definitely – you can see this percentage on your bill. And when you talk about switching to LED, most people see like 70% savings of their lighting, of the lighting portion of their bill, which makes
generally
a chunk.
About 10 to 20% of your overall
bill. That's right. Yeah, I would have said 15, you know, so 10 to 20%, that's pretty fair.
So there's an immediate payback. Most people find they get – I mean, if you're just talking dollars and cents, most people find that they pay for the cost of their LEDs in less than a year.
Yeah.
Just with the electricity savings. Oh. Here's the secret, though, don't you think, is that you know there's this upfront cost of buying a bulb, and then we're paying it back with our electric bill savings a little at a time. And a lot of us don't even see our electric bills anymore because we pay everything online or auto-pay it. So if that's a big concern to you and you want like to reinforce that payback's really coming, look at your electricity bill and watch what happens.
It's true. Tell some of my customers, you talk about those paybacks, and we end up talking a lot of paybacks in my business, you know, 1 year, 2 year. But if you have, let's say, a 1 year payback, what that really means is that whether you buy these lights or not, you're going to pay that amount of money over this next year. Let's say your new lights cost about $120 and they'll save you about $10 a month. So it's a 1 year payback. And if you didn't buy those lights, you're going to pay that $120 by the end of the year anyways.
Right. And now in year two through five or seven, your energy bill continues to be $120 less.
Absolutely.
So now money in your pocket. Now you're making money.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I will tell you, when we are selling LED here in Oklahoma, we typically don't talk about the environmental benefits, even though they're super real, even though I happen to believe in global warming. that's not what I'm out there telling all my customers because, well, dollars and cents is what gets people to pay attention.
And if you, so, okay, so many benefits of LEDs. Mm. So many benefits. Right off the top is, you know, no matter what your beliefs and what your values, we all have a budget to operate within. Mm. And a budget is trade-offs, right? So trade it off. You know, you can trade off the cost of that electricity to do something else and maybe buy holiday LED lights or buy a great gift for somebody or whatever, redecorate part of your home. Or I mean, but there's so many trade-offs we can make with our money. So number one, there's your cost savings. Number two, it does do great good for our environment and not just the environment overall because we don't have the issue of mercury with CFLs. We're not using as much energy, which has a ton of environmental and cost-saving benefits, but we're also getting a better lit environment, which is good for us and good for our health because we've shown so many benefits to lighting. And it's a natural complement to daylighting, to natural light, right?
Absolutely. Hand You're getting them all.
So let's see, what other benefits? They're fun and they're beautiful.
They are.
There's just a huge aesthetic principle. And I'm sorry, I'm, you know, one, I will be stereotypical for a woman. Mm-hmm. I'll just claim it right now. I love it when things are beautiful. I want my surroundings to look nice. And here you really get it all. It looks good and it performs well.
Absolutely.
So that's my motto for pretty much everything I try to do in my own home and in my business is help people to bring in things that do both.
Yeah. Now, I will say, as a new homeowner, I just bought my first house this year.
Yay.
I am experiencing it for myself, some of those trade-offs you were talking about. And, you know, you got to give up just a little bit to say that these costs add up. I want to be as energy efficient as possible, but sometimes it is a little hard to fit in the budget. I would say, though, if you got a list of energy efficient projects you're trying to do at your house, you should put LED at the top.
And
You'll
check out your programs in your state, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Get you a little free something from the utility.
And like St. Louis had certain light bulbs you could buy in retail outlets that were subsidized by the rebate programs from the utility companies. Some utility companies, you have to contact them to get the light bulbs.
They do it here.
But there's all different kinds of programs. I will tell you, folks, I have found really awesome LED light bulbs to screw into my lamps for as little as $2. $2. And that was at a big box store. I'm going to give them a call out.
It brand
was
name.
It was IKEA.
Nice.
But I've gone in.
You got
in
them at
every,
our store, too.
I've gone in. Well, and yours, I know when we did the tour of your store, they're so reasonable, folks. And you can get so much more technology. You can get smart LEDs that you can connect to apps on your phone.
Yes.
We've got light bulbs connected to our home automation system through our cable provider. And there are so many options right now that you can
do fun,
cool things with them.
This is definitely a big thing in our industry now is automation, connectivity, IoT. And
wait, what's IoT?
Internet of Things. And, yeah, I should have known that I can't get away with an acronym on this show. You know, basically, it's all about that connectivity. Everybody expects that you should be able to control things with your phone, and it's no different with lighting. We got the bulbs that have speakers built in. Bluetooth is actually being incorporated a lot in lighting right now, and just controllability. So many fun things. The cutting edge of LED lighting is really cool, folks. You'll probably be seeing this stuff in your homes in the next five years. Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's some really, really cool stuff coming down the pike. So,
and not only is it fun and convenient, it also has a great safety aspect. And all of this, what may be convenient for one household can be a safety factor for others. And this kind of technology helps us to allow people to live independently, to let people, have this kind of thing in their home so that they feel safer. And there's just so many awesome benefits that come from what is just a really nice implementation of technology. And I love this marriage of technology and improving people's lives. That's what we're here about, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You're nailing it, Marla. This is great. I think I did pick a nice time to get into LED lighting. It's really taking off.
Yes, you definitely did. Believe it or not, we're running out of time. Leave us a couple of tips real quick on how to get started with LEDs in your own homes for our listeners.
As much as available is online, I like the idea of going into a store.
Okay.
And if I'm a homeowner out there, I want to go and I want to see it, because there's some different factors that you want to pay attention to when you're buying new light bulbs. First, there's different shapes and styles that give you a different effect. Mm-hmm. And a lighting professional can walk you through all this. There's all kinds of lighting stores.
And
I have one of them.
I love going to a local store.
Oh, yeah.
Because of exactly
that. Local?
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah, totally.
I believe in that in general. But, like I said, there's the different shapes and styles. There's different lumen packages. Lumen is the brightness.
Right.
So you got up and down there. Dimmability, the color temperatures that we were talking about earlier with the Kelvin scale, right? And matching that up with your design at home,
yep.
What kind of color palette you're going for, all that, and so much more. So that'd be my advice, would be, go see somebody. Get outfitted. Bring a list and some pictures of what you got and bring it into the store, and you'll be a lot easier on yourself.
Well, and you can start, even if you don't want to replace all your bulbs at once, if you have that list and you go talk to a lighting professional, they're going to help you identify that list, what your replacement options are, so you can do it a little bit at a time. In my experience, buying from a local professional is typically no more expensive than buying from a big box store, and I get all of the expertise of that lighting professional.
That's right.
So I do love that. They'll take the time. In my experience, the local lighting professionals and lighting stores really have somebody there that can walk you through this. So I think that's an awesome idea.
Nice.
Holiday lights is another great place to get going, especially since it's
switch out your string lights to LEDs.
Yep.
I mean, if they're going to be on, 8-10 hours a night, definitely makes a difference on energy.
Yep. And you can hook them up to a smart plug and control them from a remote or an app, and
They look better. They probably won't ever go out. It's not like the old ones where every year you get out and five are gone.
Exactly.
So
super cool. Well, hey, we will post on the show notes if folks want to get a hold of you with any questions. And
sounds good. If you have a business, that has old fluorescent lighting or metal halide in your warehouse or manufacturing, that's really what I specialize in, is helping big businesses doing bigger projects. Oh, I'd love to.
Hey, most of us work someplace.
That's right. Look up.
I love that. Look up. That's the way to look at it. Well, Tyson, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you in studio today in my new digs in Oklahoma City. So I hope we will get a lot more opportunity to do things like this in the future. And thank you so much for sharing your expertise with the Green Gab audience.
You're so welcome, Marla.
Well, everybody, you have a great green day.
That wraps this episode of the Green Gab Podcast. Ready to use what you've learned? Get the show notes with all the resources mentioned in this episode, plus 9 simple, straightforward, low to no cost ways to improve the health of your home and world today at everydaygreenhome.com. Be sure to subscribe now on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, being green is easier and more affordable than you think.